They don't call him Mad Dog for nothing. He's barking at Russia, America's new boogeyman. And just like a dog that eats the leftovers, Obama's anti-Russian mania is back on the menu.
Should we ignore the lessons of history in our relationship with Vladimir Putin, and what should we be doing?
Since Yalta, we have a long list of times that we've tried to engage positively with Russia. We have a relatively short list of successes in that regard. And I think right now the most important thing is that we recognize the reality of what we deal with Mr. Putin, and we recognize that he is trying to break the North Atlantic Alliance, and that we take the steps, the integrated steps, diplomatic, economic, military, and the alliance steps, the working with our allies to defend ourselves where we must.
Every dog has his day. If Mattis is itching for war with Russia, defending ourselves where we must, then dog fleas will glow with nuclear rays. And besides, with NATO and U.S. military bases surrounding Russia, breaking up NATO will be very hard to do. Ain't gonna happen anyways. Putin's too smart to be drawn into provocations. Will Jumerica then pull off a false flag in Poland with painted-up Russian bombers attacking Krakow? Go ahead! The neocon Jews who created the fictional WMDs to attack Iraq will discover a Russian bear that eats nukes for breakfast. Picking on Iraq is one thing. Picking on a grizzly ain't too smart.
You are a distinguished student of history, and as we are all aware that following World War II, a world order was established, which has held for basically the last 70 years. Do you believe that that world order is now under more strain than it's ever been?
I think it's under the biggest attack since World War II, sir, and that's from Russia.
Oh, we're under attack by Russia? You mean the DNC hack job that no one can prove? Here's my question to Mr. Mattis. Why the Russia phobia? Is it because Russia got the job done where America flopped? ISIS is on the run in Syria. Obama is out. Assad is still in. In any safe zones, Mattis' attempts in Syria will be met by a big Russian bear that flies bombers over safe zones. But ultimately, the struggle is spiritual, of which Mattis is no student. Russia with a resurgent Orthodox Church, which Jewry fears, and its corresponding ethical platform is the only real threat to Jumerica, just as it was 100 years ago. Deja vu? But this time, the barking dog will get chewed alive by a snarling bear.